I'm John Batchelor, 77 WABC New York. My colleague, my co-host, Jerusalem correspondent Aaron Klein is with me, and we're very pleased to speak to Ahmed Youssef, the chief political advisor to the prime minister in Gaza of the Hamas, Hania. Aaron, good evening. And Aaron, will you ask the first question, please, of the advisor?
I do want to start immediately by asking about the visit to the region of Jimmy Carter, and it's been widely announced. Carter has already announced that he's going to plan to meet with Hamas in Syria. I'm wondering, do you believe that this would help end the isolation imposed by the Bush administration, imposed by Israel, of your group, of Hamas?
I do believe that this nobleman, he has really something to do to help establishing bases for achieving peace in the region. So he took the risk. Even I heard that the Israelis are not satisfied with his visit coming to Jerusalem, and he has the intention to meet some figures from Hamas with the rest of the Palestinian leaders, just to lay the foundation for any future peaceful settlement. I do believe this man, he did excellent job in the past when he was a president. He achieved peace between Israel and Egypt, and everybody should thank him for what he has achieved. I hear that many Israelis criticizing Jimmy Carter and considering him as somebody threat to the Jews or something like this. I couldn't actually understand why they are saying about somebody who really tried to be the sapphire or somebody to try to creating an environment for a peaceful settlement. Meeting with Hamas, that's also something for somebody like him with his caliber, having all kind of respect and honor. I think meeting with the people from Hamas, try to understand the depth of the problem, and he's somebody who's achieved peaceful peace between Israel and Egypt. He might be able to succeed to achieve that peace between Hamas and the Israelis.
We're speaking with Ahmed Youssef, who's the chief political advisor to the prime minister of Hamas. He's in Gaza right now. And Mr. Youssef, Ahmed Youssef, you know that in the news there is a presidential candidate, Barack Obama, who has disavowed Jimmy Carter's visit. Does that surprise you that a major and a leading presidential candidate would be unhappy and disavow the visit of the former president?
No, I understand American politics, and this is the season for election, and everybody tried to be sound like he's a friend of Israel. So whatever the Israeli doesn't like, they will hear from all those candidates. And I hope Mr. Obama and the Democrats will change the political discourse when one of them will be the president, and changing the policy, which making the anti-American sentiment in the hatred and bitterness is the worst in the history of this great country.
Do you believe right now that your prime minister is ready to speak with Barack Obama and Mrs. Clinton before the election?
Our prime minister?
Yes.
We don't mind. Actually, we like Mr. Obama, and we hope that he will the election. And I do believe he is like John Kennedy, great man with a great principle, and he has a vision to change America, to make it in a position to lead the world community, but not with domination and arrogance.
Aaron, go ahead, Aaron.
I want to speak back to your group, to Hamas, which was elected to power in democratically held elections in the Gaza Strip, in the West Bank, but you've been isolated. And I want to ask you specifically, do you think that this upcoming visit by Jimmy Carter to Khaled Meshaal, that this will lead to ending Hamas's isolation? Do you think that now European leaders would come out of the woodwork and talk with Hamas? How do you think Jimmy Carter's visit will impact Hamas being isolated?
We hope that when Jimmy Carter will meet with the leaders of Hamas, he will have better understanding for the depth of the conflict and the problem. And I hope with his advice and his recommendation and his enlightenment, we'll do something. We are being isolated. We know that we are not isolated because we... this is what, part of the Israeli propaganda machine to stigmatize Hamas with terrorism. Everybody knows that we are a moderate movement. We are representing the mainstream Islam in the region, and we are willing to bridge the gap between Islam and the West. And we have having the popular support from our people, and we win the majority. And we hope that the American, who all the time talking about spreading democracy and the human rights, used to be the champion of human rights, to stand behind those people who really win the election, and they were, you know, we were the people who got the majority and win the election, and the Palestinian people stand behind us. I don't know why the world decided to isolate Hamas and impose sanctions. This is something shameful on the Americans, and also the people in the West. Never happened in the history of mankind that people who are suffering from occupation also suffering from sanction. We hope that when Mr. Carter visit will help to change the climate and push to the world community to engage with Hamas, and I hope this will lead to peaceful settlement in the region.
One final question. We're speaking with Ahmed Youssef, the chief political advisor to the prime minister of the Hamas, and he is in Gaza right now. It's very early in the morning, and we thank him for his indulgence. But Jimmy Carter's visit, do you believe that Jimmy Carter, do you believe that he can seek an end to the rocketing out of Gaza? Do you believe that Jimmy Carter right now is talking to the Hamas about ending the rocketing prior to his visit?
The problem is that not the rocket or firing the rocket. This rocket usually used to defend ourselves. There is daily Israeli bombardment. There is daily incursion. There is people targeting. We don't have F-16 or Apache. We are the victims. We are the people who are being killed daily. And when we use this, we just try to send a message to the world community. There is a people who are suffering from occupation, and we hope that there is somebody who has the magic solution to end the conflict. We need to end the occupation and feel that the rest of the people will be able to build our free and independent Palestinian state.
Ahmed Youssef, I thank you very much for taking our phone call. And Aaron, will you stay on the line with me?
Sure. Thank you very much, Ahmed.
Good night, Ahmed.
Thank you.
Aaron, I want to now very carefully go over your conversation with Ahmed Youssef earlier today.
He said pretty much the same thing.
But about Jimmy Carter's visit, has there been any prior negotiation with the fact that they don't want to be rocketing with the president in the Gaza?
Of course not.
Has Jimmy Carter asked anything about this? Has there been any, say, you know, a setup, an arrangement? Please don't fire off rockets. I don't want an F-16 attack while I'm in country.
From everything that I know, the visit and the setup by the Carter Center with Hamas has had absolutely no preconditions. Jimmy Carter would like to go over to Syria to meet Khaled Meshel. No preconditions have been listed. I've talked on the record, off the record, with multiple Hamas sources ever since this story first broke about a week ago, and nobody has ever spoken about preconditions for Jimmy Carter's visit.
Now, you notice that Ahmed Youssef responded, shall we say, cheerfully about Barack Obama's name. Do we have any reason to believe that Barack Obama's campaign has been in contact with Hamas?
There have been some reports in the past that the man that we just spoke to, Ahmed Youssef, the chief political advisor to Hamas on the Gaza Strip, that he's met with prominent people connected to the Democratic Party and also European elements in Europe a few months ago. But Dr. Youssef hasn't yet divulged the names of any of those supposed Democrats that he met with. I wouldn't be surprised if they were in some way, shape, or form connected to Obama, but so far that hasn't yet been confirmed.
And do we have a date for Jimmy Carter's visit? Have they nailed that down?
Not yet. He's going to be apparently going to Syria either tomorrow or the next day. They don't have any specific time yet, or at least it hasn't yet been announced, for his meeting with Khaled Meshel.
Aaron Klein of the WorldNet Daily and this program in Jerusalem. Again, we just spoke with the chief political advisor, who speaks very, very carefully politically about the pending visit of former President Jimmy Carter to Gaza, to the prime minister of Hamas, a terrorist organization, within this week. I'm John Batchelor, 77 WABC New York.